Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Building a leadership talent pool for young people in the community, that's what Harlan County Farm Bureau President Don Minyard has had on his mind regarding the fact that they didn't have a local FFA chapter. That depended on the school system having an ag teacher. Minyard felt the leadership potential of their young people was going untapped.
I think it's very important, not just for ag, but for business, for communities, for everyone. It's important to have an ag teacher in each and every county. I understand that there's 8 counties, and if I'm not mistaken, all of them is east of 75.
Before approaching the school board last fall, Minyard felt it wise to reach out to other community groups of like mind.
We did. We didn't. It wasn't something we jumped right into. We tried to build a coalition where we would have the support when we went in to talk with them. You know, we're involved with a lot of charitable organizations that we support. And, of course, we support the county government, we support our community, and we support businesses. And so we had a huge group that was behind us when we went out there.
Minyard thought a unified, well-thought-out, calm approach would be best for the task at hand. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
Mounting the campaign to bring back FFA to Harlan County, says local Farm Bureau President Don Minyard, was well worth the time and effort, and based on support from other community groups, needed.
We formed a delegation of who we wanted to go and speak to the board with, and we had 10 people that wanted to go, and we met at the local Farm Bureau building and discussed strategy on who would speak and what we were going to say.
At the heart of that message, that supporting and nurturing young leaders was important for the whole community, and a VOAG teacher and FFA chapter could do just that.
They do provide the structure for them to grow, and that's why it's so important to have an ag teacher, because without an ag teacher in the school, you don't have an FFA. We haven't had one in years.
Bottom line, the school board agreed, and the search is underway, hopefully to have a VOAG teacher in place for the coming year. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.